Percussion Call and Response Masterclass without third-party plugins, advanced level. We are doing this in Ableton Live using stock devices only, and we're aiming straight at that rolling drum and bass feel where a loop can sit for 4 to 8 minutes and still feel like it's alive. Here's the big idea. In proper DNB and jungle, the groove isn't just kick, snare, hats. The magic is the percussion conversation. Two voices. One voice speaks, the other replies. So today you're building a two-voice percussion system. The call is the recognizable phrase. The identity. The thing that makes your drum loop feel like a loop with a hook. The response is the commentary. The punctuation. The momentum that pushes you into the next anchor, usually the snare, sometimes the kick. And I want you thinking in rolls, not tracks. Before you place a single hit, you should be able to say what the layer's job is in one sentence. If you can't describe a hit's job in one phrase like sets up the two or connect snare to kick, you delete it. That rule alone will keep your percussion pro level and uncluttered. Alright, session setup. Set the tempo to 174 BPM, global quantization to 1/16. Then create these tracks, drums core for kick and snare, perk call, perk response, and optionally perk ear candy for the little one-shot stuff later, like ticks, reverses, microfills. You can group them if you want, but don't overthink it. A quick DNB grid note. Rolling percussion lives on 16ths, but the feel comes from intentional micro late moments, not random slop. Intentional. We'll do that. Step 1. Lock a foundation. Don't build on a wobble. Pick a kick and snare you like. Sample drum rack, whatever. Keep it classic. Snare on 2 and 4. Kick usually on 1 and 3 for a starting point, and you can get fancy later based on your bass pattern, but right now the point is stability. On the core drum bus or group, do a fast clean chain. EQ 8 first, but don't get excited with high passing the kick bus. Save aggressive cleanup for hats and percussion later. Then glue compressor. Set attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto or about 0.3 seconds, ratio 2 to 1. You're aiming for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. Not more. We're gluing, not flattening. Optional. Saturator. Soft sign or analog clip. 1 to 3 dB drive. Subtle. This is like seasoning. Now, step 2. Design the call. The recognizable phrase. The call is usually higher in frequency than the response, and it should be tight. Short decay. Rim. Clave. Woodblock. Tight shaker. Closed hat. A little Foley tick. Put it in drum rack if you want layering options, but you can do this with a single sound. Create a 1 bar MIDI clip on perk call. Start with a tight sample and keep the rhythm catchy and repeatable. Here's an important teaching point. The call needs to feel like the hook even if the response is muted. If you mute the response and the groove loses personality, your call is too generic. Programming-wise, think syncopation, but still readable. Place a hit around 1.2 or 1.2.2. Then add another hit that answers within the bar, like around 1.3.3. And you can pepper a couple more so it feels like a phrase rather than random ticks. If you want a star concept on a 16th grid, think hits around 1.2, 1.2.3, 1.3.2, 1.4.3. The exact positions can change, but the principle is, it leans off the obvious downbeats, and it loops in a way your brain can latch onto. Now human feel without destroying tightness. First do velocity. This is non-negotiable. Accents around 90 to 110. Ghost hits around 30 to 60. You're basically writing a sentence with punctuation. Then, if you want, a subtle groove from groove pool. A mild swing 16 groove. Amount 10 to 20%. Timing around 60 to 80. Velocity influence very low. Like 0 to 10 if you use it at all. We don't want the groove to rewrite your pattern. We want it to breathe. Process the call so it's clean and forward. EQ 8. High pass around 200 to 400 HC. Get it out of the low ends way. If it's harsh, do a small cut somewhere around 3 to 6 kHz, depending on the sample. Then drum bus. Drive around 3 to 8%. Boom usually off for call. Adjust damp to tame fizz. If you need more bite, transients up a bit, like plus 5. Then utility. If the sample supports it, and you're sure it won't mess mono, widen a bit, maybe 120 to 150%. Teacher warning. Don't make everything wide. In DNB, width is a privilege, not a default. Checkpoint. Solo the call with kick and snare. It should feel like it has a message. Like you could recognize the track from that little rhythm. Step 3. Build the response. The reply. The commentary. The response should not compete with the call. It works best when it contrasts in frequency, envelope, stereo, or rhythmic density. Usually it's darker, or lower mid-focused, or a slightly longer tail, or placed more narrowly, or all of the above. Pick a response sound. Low tom, mid tom, metal hit, vinyl thud, brushed percussion, a short tonal hit. If it has pitch, simpler or sampler is great for shaping it. And here's the big placement strategy. The response lives in the holes. Duplicate your idea so you're working across two bars. Responses often need more space than calls because they're about phrasing. Then listen to where the call leaves gaps. Place response hits just after a call accent, like it's replying, or in the space between the snare and the next kick, often on off 16ths or late 16ths for that rolling push. Now, micro timing. This is where advanced becomes advanced. Keep your kick and snare mostly locked. They're the anchors. Move percussion, not anchors. Pick a consistent late policy so the pocket stays coherent. For example, response is always late. Call is mostly on grid. Then nudge some response hits late by 5 to 15 milliseconds. In Ableton, you can do that by temporarily disabling the grid or fine adjusting inside the MIDI clip. Start with plus 7, plus 10 milliseconds. Listen. If it starts to feel lazy, reduce it. If it feels robotic, increase slightly. The key is consistency. A really pro trick. Interlock with the ghost snare world. Make a ghost snare reference. Duplicate your snare MIDI to a silent track, or use a muted drum rack chain, and place very quiet implied snare hits where you want the groove to lean. Those ghost points are invisible anchors. Now align some response hits to those ghost points, and then nudge them a few milliseconds. That's how you get that tight but living pocket without guessing. Process the response darker and tucked. EQ8. High pass around 80 to 150 HC so it doesn't fight the sub. If it muddies the snare body, try a gentle dip around 180 to 250 HC, and optionally low pass around 10 to 14 KHC so it stays darker than the call. Then saturator, drive 2 to 6 dB, soft clip on. Then auto filter for movement, low pass 24 dB mode, start cutoff around 8 to 12 KHC and use a subtle envelope amount, like 5 to 15%, so each hit opens a bit. Reverb, short and controlled. Decay 0.3 to 0.7 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds. And inside the reverb EQ, cut lows hard, like low cut up to 200 to 400 HC. Keep it tight. Checkpoint, mute the call. The response should not feel like the main groove. It should feel like commentary. If it feels like it's leading, you've made the response too bright, too loud, or too busy. Step 4. Make it a conversation across 16 bars. This is where most people fail. They make a one-bar loop and then copy it for 64 bars. That's not a conversation. That's a sticker. Here's a practical 16-bar plan. Bars 1 to 4, call only. Establish motif. Bars 5 to 8, introduce response lightly, maybe 1 to 2 hits per bar. Bars 9 to 12, increase response complexity. Add a ghost hit, or alternate a sample, or slightly change the accents. Bars 13 to 16, peak density plus ear candy. Little fills, reverses, throws. But the key is, evolve without rewriting everything. Duplicate clips every 4 bars, and only change one thing per 4 bars. One thing. Add a response hit. Swap one sample with the same rhythm. Change velocity accents. Automate filter cut off slightly. Add a short reverb throw for one hit. Let's set up return so you can do this cleanly and stay stock. Return A. Short room. Reverb decay about 0.4 seconds. Pre-delay 15 milliseconds. Low cut around 300 HC. Return B. Ping delay. Use echo or delay. Time 1/8 or 3/16. Feedback 15 to 30%. Filter it. High pass 300 HC. Low pass 6 to 10 KHC. Return C. Crunch. Saturator with 5 to 10 dB drive. Soft clip on. Then EQ8 after to tame highs. Now the DNB automation trick. At the end of every 4th bar, automate a send amount for a single response hit. Just one. That becomes a question mark going into the next phrase. And for extra character, if you have convolution reverb in suite, put it on a return with a short ambience IR. High pass it. Then only send one response hit per phrase into it. That's the kind of detail people feel more than they consciously hear. Step 5. Glue the percussion together without smearing transients. Group perk call and perk response into a perk bus. On the bus, EQ8 with a high pass around 120 to 200 HE, depending on how tom heavy your response is. Tiny dip if it's harsh, maybe 5 to 8 KHC. Then glue compressor. Attack 10 milliseconds so transients come through. Release 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. Ratio 2 to 1. 1 to 2 dB gain reduction max. Optional drum bus after. Drive 2 to 5%. Damp to prevent fizz. a touch of transience if you lost bite. If the percussion is messing with the snare impact, do sidechain control. Put compressor on the perc bus. Enable sidechain from the snare track. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack 1 to 3 milliseconds. Release 50 to 120 milliseconds. You want a subtle dip when the snare hits. Not pumping, just cleanliness. The snare should still feel bigger than both percussion layers combined. That's a good self-audit rule. Now step 6. Advanced jungle flavor. Pitch and tonal implication. Load a tom or perc into simpler or sampler, and use pitch envelope to create that quick downward dupe shape. Set pitch envelope amount around minus 12 to minus 24 semitones. Decay 80 to 160 milliseconds. Now make the call higher pitch, shorter decay, response lower pitch, longer decay. You've basically created a literal question and answer counter, like talking drums. Quick extra sound design upgrade, make your call talk without extra notes. Inside drum rack or inside simpler, map velocity to brightness. The concept is simple. Low velocities are dull, accents are brighter. Even if you don't do complex modulation, you can often map filter frequency in simpler so harder hits open up. That gives you speech-like dynamics while keeping the rhythm minimal. Another advanced variation concept, response rotates through reply types. Make three response clips that fit the same holes but have different intentions. One confirms, reinforces the call placement with a different timbre. One contradicts, sparser, hits the gaps you didn't expect. One escalates, a quick two-hit burst leading into the next bar. Rotate every two or four bars. That's evolution without rewriting your groove. Try negative space call as a restraint exercise, 2 to 3 hits per bar maximum, then let the response do the connector work. If it still feels energetic, you've nailed pocket over density. That's the real flex. Polyrhythm illusion, still on grid. Accent every 3/16 on the response using velocity only. Keep the hits on 16ths, but the accents cycle in threes. Do it quietly. It should read as motion, not chaos. And for a tasteful plot twist, do a register swap at bar 8 or 16. Same MIDI, but swap which sound plays it, or pitch shift the call down and the response up for one bar. It's a role reversal moment, and it keeps long loops interesting. This audio version is shortened for playback.